This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump, faced with an impeachment inquiry, said Monday that written answers are not good enough for the whistleblower whose report sparked the probe. Mr. Trump tweeted that the anonymous whistleblower must be brought forward to testify. He said the offer made by the whistleblower's lawyer, Mark Zaid, that his client would answer questions in writing, was not good enough. The top Republican on the House Oversight Committee said written answers would not give Republicans a chance to cross-examine the whistleblower. Zaid responded on Twitter, saying that statement showed a misunderstanding of federal whistleblower protections. Whistleblower laws are meant to protect people who report issues such as misconduct and abuse from retaliation. A battle in New York over President Trump's tax returns now appears headed for the Supreme Court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A federal appeals panel has ruled the returns can be turned over to state criminal investigators. Prosecutors in Manhattan want the president's tax records from 2011 on in a bigger probe that includes hush money payments during the 2016 race. The appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling rejecting the president's bid to keep the records from being handed over. His lawyer argued last month the president's immune from criminal law even if he shoots somebody, because he's the president. Lead Judge Robert Katzman ended that hearing by saying the case was likely bound for an appeal before the Supreme Court.
We have the feeling that you may be seeing each other again in Washington.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Anti-government protesters crossed a major bridge in central Baghdad on Monday, approaching the headquarters of state-run TV and coming within 500 meters of the prime minister's office. Security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at the protesters, killing at least five people and wounding dozens. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is